then she had known something wasn't quite right with her. She had never felt emotions the way other humans did. It hadn't been until her teen years that her powers had fully manifested. She had been so afraid of rejection or hostility from her family and friends that she had held it in and told no one about her vivid dreams and frightening powers. Until the dream hunter Arik had shown up in her dreams and explained to her who and what she really was. Explained that her mother had been seduced by a sleep god, which had resulted in her birth. To this day she owed her sanity to Arik. He alone had explained to her how the Onoroi, the gods of sleep, had been created to help mankind with their dreams. Night after night he had visited and trained her until she had control of her powers. And once she was able to channel them, he had taken her to the Vanishing Isle, where her kind lived, and had introduced her to the other gods. There, for centuries, they had been friends. Even though Arik had eventually gone Skotai, turned into the evil dream gods who preyed on humans as they slept, she'd still been grateful to him for his guidance. So much so that she had never pursued him in the dream realm to fight against him, as she had done other Skotai. But Kratos had no one to protect him. A fact that became brutally apparent an instant later when the air around him surged. Delphine started to go in, but an inner sense told her not to. Something bad was about to happen. She could feel the evilness of it. The fierce power went down her spine painfully, and it froze her to the spot. In the blink of an eye, one of the deadliest of all creatures materialized over his sleeping form. At first glance, Azira appeared small and frail. But appearances were most deceiving. The very heart of evil, she was deadlier than any creature except for her brother and sister. Her skin was blue to mirror the icy coldness of her heart. Her hair, eyes, eyelashes, and lips were snow white. Dressed in a black leather halter top and pants, she knelt down by Kratos' side. Delphine tried to transport in, but couldn't. Azira looked back over her shoulder and smiled as if she knew Delphine could see her.
"You will all perish," she said softly, before she reached out to touch Kratos on the arm.
He came awake, ready to battle. Azira dodged his hands.
"Calm yourself, Titan. I'm not here to harm you."
Kratos froze as he found himself in the presence of one of the original gods of the universe. The only problem was, she was concentrated evil. Granted, she wasn't quite as sinister as her brother Noir, or Sister Braith, but she gave him a good run for his money.
"What are you doing here?"
She smiled.
"You know what I'm here for, baby. I've come to make you an offer you won't want to refuse."
He sneered at her.
"I'm not interested in fighting for the gods."
She patted him gently on his face.
"Sweetie, you so greatly underestimate us."
She dropped her hand to his arm. Kratos hissed in pain as the words his mother had placed there burned like fire. The agony was so fierce that he couldn't move, couldn't breathe. He wanted to shove her away, but even that was impossible. She whispered in the first language of the universe, and as she did so, he felt his will slipping, his sight dimming. Then the pain was gone, and his heart was as empty as the sty he called home.
"Follow us, Kratos, and you will serve at the right hand of the masters. No one will ever be able to turn you again."
He wanted to tell her no, but the part of his heart that resisted was closed and sealed. Instead, he saw all the centuries of his suffering, felt all the degradations he had been through, starting with Zeus pinning him to the floor with his lightning bolts. As the son of Warcraft and hate, he wanted revenge. No, he burned for it.
Come with me, Kratos, and we will make Zeus beg you for mercy.
I live in a world where if something seems too good to be true, it always is.
She gave him a sweet, placating smile.
Not this time. You will have all the power you want, all the money you could ever imagine. No more crawling to a boss you loathe. No more being tortured on the human plane. No more having to fight with the gods who cursed you to this.
She leaned forward to whisper in his ear.
Revenge.
Revenge.
She nuzzled his cheek with hers.
Take my hand, Kratos, and I'll take you far away from this misery to a place where you will never again want for anything.
Don't do it. There was more to this than what she told him. There always was. He knew it deep inside, and yet as he lay there, all he saw was the past. The unending cycle of misery that Zeus had given him. If nothing else, at least Azura would kill him and put him out of this suffering. He had nothing to live for. Nothing. Dying was easy. He had done that every night for thousands of years. But to have 1 minute free of what his life had been, he would take it. His gaze burning into hers, he nodded. I'm yours. Laughing, Azura took his hand.
Then come, my precious warrior. Let us rain fire and destruction on the Olympians and humans. The final war has begun.